how I got involved with the peer effort was back in the infancy of Occupy St. Pete. One of the guys involved with that was involved with the vote on the peer effort and had approached us and talked to us. And, you know, I thought it was a very important issue to get involved with simply because of the prospect of democracy being involved, you know, us deserving our vote. You know, they're spending $50 million of our money, our tax dollars, to build a new pier or, you know, to refurbish this one if that's the way it goes. And we should really have a say when it comes to that much money, and especially when it comes to the waterfront in downtown St. Pete, which is, you know, the treasure of St. Pete is our waterfront that as of yet hasn't been completely destroyed and, you know, just covered up with big buildings like most of the beaches have been.
So what's the road been like? Do you have any interesting, memorable moments along the way?
Ah, man, it's been a really long road. We've had hard times. We finally got all the petitions with vote on the pier, and then getting struck down by city council. You know, completely ignoring the I believe we have over 25,000 petitions at this time. But we met the required number of petitions and they ignored us. And, you know, we've taken it to court now. But still, that was a huge blow. I was in city council that day when they made that decision. And, yeah, that was a hard day. It was definitely a huge disappointment for me and everybody else involved with the effort. You know, we knew that we were going to file a lawsuit if it went that way. We just really didn't expect it to go that way. We thought our city council would have a bit more integrity than to completely ignore a legitimate petition drive.
Where do you see it going now with the lawsuit?
You know, that's kind of it's up in the air. It looks promising. But at the same time, after the way things went with the petition drive, it's one of those things where I don't want to get my hopes up too much because I don't want to get disappointed. But at the same time, I think Kathleen Ford is an excellent attorney and is really doing a great job on this. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to win this thing.
You said during public comment at the last meeting that if the wrecking ball comes out, you'll stand in front of it. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe there will be several people there with me. You know, I know that there's going to be a lot of people out of work. And when they close the pier and when they go to tear it down, that's pretty much sealing the deal on those people's jobs. I know more than a few of them have said that they'll be there with me.